Welcome back to That's Cricket, and today we got some brand new segments for you. We got your first four, Thinking Cricket and Classic Catches. We're going to get started with the first four. These are the first four things that I need to talk about. The IPL right now has delivered us some incredible games, especially the last four games. The Mumbai Indians just posted 243 for five, and Sunrisers Hyderabad, who have been saying, they're on a tear of backing that horse to kind of go all the way to the finals. They chase it down. And the probability odds in this game were all in MI's favor the whole time. And basically until Sunrisers came out to bat. The betting odds didn't believe in Sunrisers. We believed in Sunrisers. Really cool to see Will Jacks into the lineup for the Mumbai Indians. And Ryan Rickleton would get an unbeaten 123, which we're going to touch on later in Thinking Cricket. But they post 243 for five. That's a beautiful total for MI. But Sunrisers Hyderabad would chase it down. Travis Head would be gifted so many lives today. And technically, MI, the crowd, the Wankhede crowd, have made a mistake. They were too loud today. They actually cost their team the game. He nicked it. Big edge from Travis Head, caught behind. Ryan Rickleton didn't hear it. Bowler didn't hear it. No one heard it. Umpire didn't give the finger. It was so loud that they just missed a potential catch. They went to the review, Snicko, after in between balls. They're like, hey, that was a catch. That was an edge. Snicko was like, yeah, that's out. Travis Head and Rickleton were kind of on comms chatting about it. He said he missed it by a mile. Clearly, there was an edge. But they win Sunrisers, pushing into that top four. Looking really good. Ishan Kishan, he would go for a golden duck. That whole little piece of the game was hilarious. He dropped the ball, and then it just kind of like slid on with a nice arm ball. Really good. But Travis had 76, getting some runs after getting a couple of lives. A lot of drop catches for him or half chances for him. They couldn't collect and settle that down. Hunter Klassen has just been all class. He's been all class this IPL, up there in the top run scorers. Sunrisers are making a move. They are looking really good. If you go back one game, we saw the Royals take down the Punjab Kings. The Punjab Kings were undefeated going into this game. They post 222 for four, which you would think is a good score. But for them, you think they could do a little more. They had been scoring much more than that. And they were ahead again. Probability odds, they were ahead all the way until the end, where the Royals kind of like hung in there. They just refused to go away. Donovan Ferreira would close it out. Stoinis would get 62 off 22 for the Kings. He would be their top scorer. But then in reply, Jace Wilson-Revanchi would go and put on a nice little 50-run partnership. Jace would get 51 off 27. Suravanchi 43 off 16. Suravanchi just hits the ball so far with so much power. The way that he swings the bat, it's incredible, especially considering that he's 15 years old. And Donovan Ferreira closed it out for them. Closed it out for the Royals. He bats really well. He bats for TSK here in the MLC in America. Just the bat speed he has, the power that he possesses, absolutely insane. They are a team. Don't sleep on the Royals, okay? This is going to be your top four. It's going to be Sunrisers, Royals, and RCB. Here we're going to get into next. RCB roll the Capitals for, wait for it, 75. And when I turned on the TV, I have watched every game of the IPL except for two that I was filming Bull and Play, Blitz Bull. Then when this was on, I tuned it in 20 minutes late. I was filming a video. When I tuned on the television, I couldn't believe the score. I thought the score bug was wrong. The score bug read 5 for 7, and I was in total shock. This game was insane. 1 for none, 2 for 2, 3 for 2, 4 for 7, 5 for 7, 6 for 8. Adam, 6 for 8. Hazelwood and Kumar went absolutely through them. They get 7 wickets between them. 3 for 5 off 3 for Kumar, and Hazelwood 4 for 12 off 3.5 overs. Absolutely insane. They managed to get to 75, and then they get the runs obviously quite easily. Only 6.5 overs it takes them to get to the 75. They get 77. That was crazy. That was incredible. It's one of the lowest scores in the IPL. And then my final four here, which is a big controversial moment from the week. This kind of went viral for me when I made a video about it. The worst umpiring call ever. The obstructing the field in the KKR Lucknow Super Giants game. Now, I posted this video, and to my surprise, the inventor of the RPL, the man that created the RPL, Lalit Modi, he retweeted on Instagram and on Twitter, and then on Twitter, he retweeted it again with more thoughts on my take on this. He loved my take on this shouldn't be obstructing the field. It should not be obstructing the field. Now, the rule randomly is missing from the MCC laws. Now, when you, the rules of cricket, we have laws, but the actual laws don't have this rule in it currently online. The IPL obviously have the rules of the game. They have those rules stashed away. You are able to find it. I had to use AI in the cloud to kind of find this rule. But the rule itself does need to change. There is a flaw in this rule, which I feel it doesn't give leniency to the batter to get back to their crease when they cross paths with the ball. If any logical person watching the game, like the thousands of people that commented and liked and shared this video that I posted, it's that he was simply turning around and making his way back to the crease. The batter can't be penalized for just getting back to his ground when he crosses paths with the ball. Now, to the letter of the law, the third umpire decided that it was out. Okay, letter of the law, I think you're wrong, you're out. I want to see Rishabh Pant use logic and say, you know what, we renounce the call, not out. Because it's just like spirit of cricket kind of got in the way there, because is he going to be out? Is he not going to be out? I don't know. But we have the technology to kind of Hawkeye to kind of see, would he make it back into the crease potentially? But it just felt wrong. When people are saying that he got to the center of the wicket and he shouldn't have run on the wicket and he had eyes for the ball, the comms were saying he has eyes for the ball and he turned and interfered with the throw. Well, he had to have eyes for the ball because he's running to the other end. You would have eyes for the ball naturally. It would be not cricket for you to not have eyes on the ball. If you're running to the danger and you want to see where the ball is, he's bats in his right hand, has to turn to his left side and make a U-turn and come back. I just feel like it was a terrible, terrible call. In the end, KKR win. This was, I don't know how they won. Rinku Singh. Rinku Singh put on a crazy performance. He would score 83 off 51 and take four catches. Took four catches. He brought KKR to a point. They were really struggling. They were like 129, I think, going into the final over. He would score 26 off the final over to get them to 155. And then Lucknow Super Giants absolutely imploding. They have not been able to score fluently. Their lineup is not stacking the way that it should be. As I said, coming into the IPL, that the top four is goated, but they have not been able to fire. Rishabh Pant get 42 off 38, but they just fell short at the end. And then going into the super over, one of the craziest decisions I've ever seen by a team ever, they sent in Nicholas Pooran, who I've had the chance to meet, had the chance to talk to, a great, great cricketer. Right now, he is in a slump, a big slump. We had been putting a lot of pressure on Cam Green, his slump. We can almost let that go for a second. And Nicky P is in one of the worst forms of his life. He's batting, I'm saying it has a negative strike rate. His strike rate is less than 100 right now. He has about 60 runs at about 60 balls, maybe even more than 60 balls. And the fact that they sent him out to face the first ball of the Super Over against Narine. Actually, got to give a shout-out to Shami for hitting a six off the final ball to push it to the Super Over. They sent out Nicky P, who had got out for 9 off 12, who hasn't really scored over double figures this year and hasn't scored a 50 or hasn't been batting well at all, to face the best mystery spinner we have in the world. Maybe the best, one of the best, maybe the best spinner ever. Maybe the best spinner. Narine, absolutely insane. And there is a history here. They played each other back in CPL, and Pooran was on strike to Narine, and Narine had his number. It was a wicket maiden. Pooran couldn't hit him. Eventually, he did hit him, and he would get out. Narine would absolutely bowl him one of the most wickedest turning balls you've ever seen, would take his castle and just put so much pressure onto LSG. They would end up making, They end up making one run? It was like, what? Yeah, they make a run in the Super Over. Narine's goaded. He has no celebration. He just stands cool and calm and collected. And Markram would also get out, and then KKR would win. They would win. Now, in the next segment, we're going to talk, we're calling it Thinking Cricket, things that I have been thinking about. This is something I've been thinking about. Just like today, teams batting first. If you score 100, don't bother coming out to even bowl in the second innings. Don't even come out. You're going to lose the game. Okay, it's happened now to MI twice. We had QDK score 100, MI lose. Today, Ryan Rickleton, unbeaten, an unbeaten performance, a beautiful, beautiful performance. 100 in the first innings, they lose. We also had Kyle Rule post 152. They would go on to lose. And I feel like there's one more. I said there was four. I don't know why I'm skipping right now a beat on who the other one is. But there is a trend on scoring hundreds in the first innings and then losing, which is kind of crazy. I don't know how common this is. I feel like I haven't seen this too much in cricket to have 100. Normally, you score the 100, you're the team that's doing the best. But with the way that they play the IPL now, with these super high strike rates, if you get a bunch of, if you get three or four guys to hit quick fire 40s, it's enough to carry yourself over to accumulate enough runs to win if your order bats deep. Again, Rickleton, 123 or 55, 243, it gets chased down. I remember who else it was. It was Suryavanshi. Suryavanshi scores 103 off 37. If that itself isn't crazy, Rajasthan Royals would lose this game against the Sunrisers. Imagine, you go out there, you score 103 off 27, you're 15 years old, and then you then your team loses. Like, this is what is happening. Kyle Rule, 152 against CSK, they would go on and lose. QDK, he would score 100, go on and lose. I'm not sure what this is. I'm not sure if this has happened before, but I feel like there's a little bit of a curse. The IPL is a little bit cursed right now with teams scoring hundreds in the first innings and then that team going on to lose. Let me know your thoughts on that. That's what I've been thinking about. That's what I'm thinking about. That segment actually was quite short. That was a short segment. I might have actually been shorter than the first four. But now we're going to get on to classic catches. We have gone back to the archives and we have pulled three classic catches from the CPL, who we have been proud to be partnered with. And Grant, hit me with the first classic catch here. The first catch, it is this one right here. Oh, what a specky. What an absolute specky right there. This one feels like goalkeeper going sideways. It's also rare to see them go hands this way. That's kind of rare. Oh, it's going to the side. Oh, it's going to the side. His hands are facing back towards the ball, which is normally kind of hard to see. I don't know if it can get dragged across. We can have another look at how his hand position was. But the hand position here for me was kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy, the hand position. It feels like a goalkeeper. Here we go. Right here. So Hetmeyer, big slice of the bat. And then, oh, and then technically, I think this actually could have been a no ball. No, it could have been a no catch. With some of the contested ones we've had, you think about Mitchell Starc, some of the ones we had during the Ashes and stuff, that could be a no catch. It could. I feel like he rolled his hand down. And after this footage, Hetmeyer went off as he was walking off. He was kind of arguing with the umpire, like, is that out? Is that not out? As he put his hand down. But That was a great catch. That's your first catch. That's catch number one. We're going to go to catch number two. Oh, keeper's catch to the right, diving to the right, one hand. Devin Thomas here with a one-handed specky. Love seeing this, especially as a keeper. Now, this is it makes it look a little bit more flamboyant. I feel like he went the wrong way ever so slightly. Sticks the mid out, does the fly and the roll. Also, shout out to the wearing the scarf. But that is a great catch. That is your catch number two. And then catch number three, I mean, I could be biased. I think this could be one of the greatest catches ever right here. Ah, oh, Akil Hussain, the one-handed over the back, high jump, stop like Superman. It's like a Spider-Man, like kind of like landed. It's and then the celebration after is fire. Nicky P gets way out there on the crease and then jumps one hand over the back, spins around, has to stop himself. To be clear, if he touches the rope there, that's six. So he's going to try to stop his momentum. And then the spray that Nicky P gets after is insane. You don't normally see the spray. Let's just watch it again. This is like Odell Beckham Jr. You know what I should do? I should clip that out. I should click Odell Beckham Jr. catch to this. It's very similar. And this is a hyped up celebration. You love that. But I think that could be my favorite. I want you to let me know in the comments which was your favorite, A, B, or C. This is going to be your C ready. Ah! That's sick. Put that to music. Right there. Akil Hussein with the classic catch right there. Team, that has been your That's Cricket show of the day. Let me know your thoughts below. We're running a new kind of style here. We're going to be putting in a lot more clips, a lot more footage into these, and some cool, funky segments. Trying out that first four. It really was five. I feel like it should be a penalty five runs. I feel like my little 100 first innings was a little short. But that's okay, team. I hope you guys found it interesting. Team, That's Cricket.